22 feet instead of 24. We made a removable A-frame, and the axle and mounting plates and whatnot were removable. So we towed it down on its wheels, and then when we got there, it literally the belly pan is an inch off the floor once we got it in the building. However, we were under a very tight schedule because this company had organized a crew, several crews actually, to take the front of the building off along with all these security systems, etc., to deal with all that. So we had to be there at specifically the exact time to deal with all this. And, of course, we were fighting to get the trailer finished enough to all the upholstery and interior, etc., so we could get it down there. So I was hoping to leave last Wednesday to have a little bit of a buffer to make it there by Saturday morning. However, ended up working all the way through the night Wednesday night, and then left here 9 o'clock Thursday morning to be in Atlanta Friday evening, which is a 1,200-mile drive. Thursday evening, while going down I-81 in Pennsylvania, I felt some kind of weirdness going on in the vehicle. I pulled over on the interstate, and I found some pieces that had come loose on the trailer where we had made temporary enclosures for where the doorways were, and we taped and put stretch wrap, etc., all over this trailer to protect it for its trip. And I thought, oh, well, it must be the aerodynamics are causing this weird fluctuation of the vehicle, and taped it all back down again, headed off, and made it about a couple hundred yards, and the steering felt really peculiar. So I got off at the next exit, and of course the brake pedal was doing something peculiar as well. So I pulled into the gas station. Fortunately, I have a manual transmission truck, so I could gear down. But I pulled into the gas station right at the exit ramp and went out, and there was smoke pouring out of the front wheel, right front wheel. So I popped
On the trailer?
No, on the truck.
On the truck?
Yeah.
Now, is the trailer on a flatbed, or is it being towed?
It's being towed on its wheels.
Okay, you took those off after you got there, because you said
right.
Okay.
So we made everything totally removable. This trailer, we did a rotisserie job on it, but it was custom modified to suit the final application. So yes, it was going for its final run on its own wheels with its own tongue, but these things had to be easily removable for its final resting place.
Okay, so now you're stuck at the gas station and you have smoke billowing out of the truck's tire, the front which tire?
Front right tire.
Front
and
right
of course,
tire.
I had to be, I don't know, another 700-800 miles from there within 24 hours. And this is 7 o'clock at night, and I went into this gas station sort of little store thing, and they said, oh, yeah, there's auto parts, because I have no clue where I am, you know. Auto parts is 15 miles from here into the woods, and they're for sure they're closed now. It's like, nah, it's 7 o'clock. They can't be closed, but I'm going, I have no clue on whether, you know, what I've got going on up front is going to survive 15 miles. But I had to give it a go, and we drove slowly and with no front wheel bearing. And lots of funky noises coming out of the front corner. And over hill and dale through into the darkness of rural Pennsylvania. And actually found an AutoZone store. Before it closed, went in and I said, okay, first thing, I need wheel bearings for this make and model of Chevy pickup truck. Have you got it right here, right now? Otherwise, I'm chasing down another auto parts store. And they said, oh, no, we have that here, sir. So grabbed that, and I said, you know, if I have problems with the hub, you know, if the race is destroyed and it's caused problems in the hub, have you got a hub? Hub/disc assembly? Oh, yes, we've got that, too. So I started buying parts, went out.